it's all a game, a huge, huge, terrible, bloody game, okay? Of course it would make white people angry. Of course. Why? Because the pigmentation of their skin determines their destiny? Excuse me? That is insane on one hand, but on the other hand, it's a part of a plan. If you keep pounding people and pushing people, okay? I'm not saying that there is no racism in this country. Of course, but it's not just in this country, and it's not just on one side. It is in many countries all over the world, by the way, including communist China. I'm not anti-Chinese, but I am anti-tyranny. I am anti the propaganda that we get that passes for so-called news. It's not news. It's propaganda. And there's a big, big difference. So I think all of us need to grow the freak up, stand up, and understand. Once we understand, there's very little they can do. I'll say the most effective way to control people is to what? Control their minds. Control how they think. Make sure that they really don't critically think. Make sure that they're robots. To be robotic.
You got the vaccine, they got the vaccine, we got the vaccine. We can get back to normal, let me inform you, let's all get the vaccine. It's about community immunity, I'm talking unity for you and me. If Doc says it's good, trust me, it's good, now let's all get the vaccine.
You see, this victim mentality is nothing more than a deliberate slave mentality.
Oh, I'm a slave! I can't do nothing. I'm a slave. I gotta depend on Big Brother.
That's insane. And it's unacceptable. You're not a slave. And as we used to say back in the day, in the original Black Panther Party, not this so-called new Black Panther nonsense, but in the original party formed in Oakland, California in 1966, we said all power to the people. Black, white, brown, red, yellow. Okay? Our people.
I hear these fools on TV talking about defund the police and things like that. We need police reform and prison reform and things like that. Because you know who ain't gonna defund the cops? White neighborhood and rich neighborhoods. So that notion they keep saying that, I'm like, wait a minute, we just gonna leave, who are black people supposed to call Ghostbusters when we have crime in our neighborhoods? We need police reform. Like I say, white people, especially rich white people, they're always going to have cops. So we need to stop that defund or abolish the cops crap.
This country is doomed. It is doomed, not just because of African Americans, but because by 2040, this country is going to be minority white European. Hear me? Minority white European. And you guys are going to have to start working more with Hispanics, who make up a larger portion of the population than y'all do.
I'm not no Black Lives Matter supporter.
Like, you're not?
No, absolutely.
Why not?
Because it's not our movement. This is a movement that was given to us by, you know, George Soros and his supporters. Because they saw how things were going and they didn't want to go back to the 60s where we start having our own organic movements. That was a big problem. So let's give the people. We can control. We'll provide them with leaders and all this type of thing. And that's what Black Lives Matter is. The leaders of Black Lives Matter.
Are there leaders?
Black Lives Matter?
Yeah. Who?
These lesbian women who are trying to incorporate, you know, LG, whatever the letters are, incorporate those, their concerns into black people's concerns. Go to the website, look it up. Google George Soros and Black Lives Matter. See what comes up.
Now,
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Told. If Trump's elected, he'll wage war on the deep state. He'll imprison his enemies. But for decades, people in this country have been persecuted by the deep state. And now President Trump and his supporters, including myself and my own co-host, have been put in prison. And Steve Bannon and Navarro are in prison right now. And they turn around as they abuse us, as they punch us in the face, slap us upside the head, stab us in our guts. They say, you're going to do this to me while they do it. That's gaslighting. Well, nobody is more famous in this persecution than Doug Mackey. He put out, overhead shot, this joke meme in 2016. Avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925. A joke. Vote for Hillary and be part of history. And because of that joke, they put him in federal prison. So now to speak for himself, Douglas Mackey, meme trial, was a trial run for Biden regime's lawfare, and here's the proof. Excellent article breaking that down. Here's another one. Most important First Amendment case you've ever, never heard of. Biden regime tries to toss a young man in prison for 10 years for anti-Hillary memes. A political prosecution of Douglas Mackey. He's going to prison for Twitter trolling. That's not justice. The Ricky Vaughn witch hunt. Insane. Senate Dems blasted for aiding women. Adding women to the draft. Social media influencer Douglas Mackey sentenced after conviction for election interference, 2016 presidential election. They're the ones openly interfering. All right, so Douglas Mackey joins us at the 11th hour right now, witnessing all of this and watching Trump's incredible persecution to give us his take. Douglas Mackey, thank you so much for being with us.
Alex, thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Well, you're the person that's experienced it. You've been the one run over by the truck. You've tasted the tires. You're the expert. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with Joe Biden's inauguration. 2 days after the inauguration, the DOJ secured a warrant for my arrest. 7 days after the inauguration, they knocked on my door, 7 a.m., 10, four FBI agents, a handful of local law enforcement, and said, we have a warrant for your arrest. The first words out of my mouth were, for what? So if we're talking about weaponization, I think my case was the canary in the coal mine.
And brother, yeah, absolutely. You're the most famous, other than Trump, lawfare victim. So just lay it out for people. They need to know about this.
Exactly. So this goes all the way back to the 2016 election. And the joke meme that I didn't even create, right? I found a meme on 4chan.
And here it is, for people to see it. Here is the great evil. Here it is.
Exactly. Obviously, you look at this on its face, it's absurd, it's ridiculous. It's nobody could take this seriously. And yet, 5 years later, when Joe Biden was inaugurated, I was indicted. I went to they took me to the federal courthouse, and I had no idea what I was being indicted for until they gave me the criminal complaint. And it was just the most Kafkaesque thing you ever heard of. And it's just been now a going on 4 year journey for vindication. Right now, my case is up on appeal. I was actually convicted of conspiracy against rights for sharing this meme, which is a 10-year federal felony statute. So we're appealing this case, needless to say. And right now, we're just waiting on the appeals court to come down with a decision.
Just describe what the process has been like for you.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. First of all, they didn't secure an indictment. They went and got a criminal complaint. Why is that? Well, that's because if they indict you, then and you're not like a violent criminal or a threat to flee or whatever, they can just issue a summons for your arrest. And then you just go to the courthouse, you go to your arraignment. It's a civilized procedure. But when they write a criminal complaint, that means that they're going to go drag you out of your house, which is exactly what they did to me, and dump me on the streets of West Palm Beach after. They said, you won't need your wallet. You won't need your cell phone. That's just going to waste your time, right? Because you have to put it in a locker, then get it out. What they don't tell you is then they're just going to dump you on the streets, and you got to find a way to get home with no wallet, no cell phone. So not only that, but it was just an unbelievable thing. They subpoenaed basically my whole entire life, all my email accounts, all of my bank accounts, all my pay stubs going back years. I guess they wanted to see if I was being funded by Putin or something ridiculous, which just goes to show sort of the lengths that they will go to chase down these conspiracy theories that they cook up.
Well, again, brother, you're pausing humbly here, but just describe what this has been like and now seeing it on a mass scale against Trump.
Well, it's been extremely difficult. Financially, they try to break you down. A federal criminal trial is extremely expensive. I know, I'm preaching to the choir here, Alex, but yeah, anybody who wants to fund this appeal can go to memedefensefund.com. It was extremely difficult for my family. And going through the trial, they dig up all the old tweets, you know, that have nothing to do with this meme. And say, did you say this? Did you say that? Because I actually testified at trial and explained that, look, I didn't intend for anybody to actually fall for this meme, because how could anybody fall for it? It's absurd on its face. But apparently that doesn't get you anywhere in a federal court. So it was extremely taxing, extremely difficult. But if there's anything sort of to gain from it, it's that, you know, in these sort of times of trials and tribulations, this is where we gather our strength. And this is where God comes to, you know, those who are in trial.
Well, in my experience, every time the devil kicks me like a horse, God comes in the next day. So I don't enjoy the pain, but I always enjoy the aftermath.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah. So this case was I really have a lot to say thank you to Tucker Carlson for covering this case from the beginning, as you just saw him on there. But we had to raise a ton of money, and we still have to raise a lot more. But this is not just about me and you know, my difficulties.
This no, is about they can put you in jail for this meme. None of us are safe. It's real simple.
Exactly. And the lengths that they will go to abuse these statutes. They indicted me on the KKK Act, which says you can't injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate anybody in their exercise of civil rights, which is completely reasonable, right? Nobody wants a bunch of men in a hooded masked men to go and beat people up or even, God forbid, kill them for exercising their vote. But now they just use the meme to say injure can be almost anything under the sun. And if they get if this conviction is upheld, then that's going to allow them to get very creative with these words: injure, oppress, threaten, intimidate.
Well, that's the EU. They say if something hurts somebody's feelings, if you hurt somebody's feelings, you go to jail.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're talking about maybe mental injuries. Let's see what you know what they can come up with if this conviction stands. That's why we're committed to go all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. Right now, we're in the appeals court, Second Circuit, which is New York, basically New York State and Connecticut and Vermont. So we're in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Not only was the statute sort of tortured here, they also brought this case in the Eastern District of New York, despite the fact that I was in the Southern District of New York when I was actually posting these memes way back in 2016. And this gets right into the Constitution. We have a right to be tried in the state and district where the crime was committed. And they just say, well, since the tweets went over the wires, you know, over the bridge where the waters surrounding the Eastern District of New York, we can try you in the Eastern District of New York, where they apparently have a very highly ideological office prosecuting this case. And not only that, they get the jury pool that they want.
It's incredible. I want to play a few clips here for you. This is Jacinda Ardern, the puppet leader that said, don't look at the sunsets, don't talk to your neighbors. She's now the UN, EU, WEF head censor. And when you listen to this short clip, it's only 2 minutes, 17 seconds. She says, well, they're against the war. We got to silence them. They're against the shots. We got to silence them. They've been proven wrong. NATO started the war. The poison shots are killing us. We're just here not as Russophiles. We're just trying to survive. And they're attacking us and calling us disloyal. And then we've got this clip of the World Jewish Congress president, Ron Lauder. And I love everybody, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, whatever. But he says severe laws are necessary worldwide in order to quell rising anti-Semitism. The pretext will be used for this to silence everybody. So this is so dangerous. I want to play Jacinda Arzenz and the World Jewish Congress president back to back because this is dangerous. Here it is.
This week we launched an initiative alongside companies and nonprofits to help improve research and understanding of how a person's online experiences are curated by automated processes. This will also be important in understanding more about mis- and disinformation online, a challenge that we must, as leaders, address. Sadly, I think it's easy to dismiss this problem as one in the margins. I can certainly understand the desire to leave it to someone else. As leaders, we're rightly concerned that even the most light-touch approaches to disinformation could be misinterpreted as being hostile to the values of free speech that we value so highly. But while I cannot tell you today what the answer is to this challenge, I can say with complete certainty.
Oh, hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. We value free speech, is why we want to get rid of it. And what are we doing? We're saying your shot doesn't work. The COVID's not, you know. Again, this is their whole agenda at the UN. And I've got stacks of articles where this is happening right now in America. They've got the EU, Brazil, Australia coming after Elon Musk. I mean, this is the war, folks. The fight for speech right now. Finish up.
So highly. But while I cannot tell you today what the answer is to this challenge, I can say with complete certainty that we cannot ignore it. To do so poses an equal threat to the norms we all value. After all, how do you successfully end a war if people are led to believe the reason for its existence is not only legal but noble? How do you tackle climate change if people do not believe it exists?
It's a fraud.
How do you ensure the human rights of others are upheld when they are subjected to hateful and dangerous rhetoric and ideology? The weapons may be different, but the goals of those who perpetuate them is often the same: to cause chaos and reduce the ability of others to defend themselves, to disband communities, to collapse the collective strength of countries who work together. But we have an opportunity here to ensure that these particular weapons of war do not become an established part of warfare. In these times, I'm acutely aware of how easy it is to feel disheartened. We are facing many battles on many fronts, but there is cause for optimism, because for every new weapon we face, there is a new tool to overcome it. For every attempt to push the world into chaos is a collective conviction to bring us back to order. We have the means. We just need the collective will.
All world leaders, all politicians must lead in this effort. Words are not enough. Political speeches are not enough. Laws must be passed, severe, tough, real laws that will put these hate mongers away in prison for a long time.
Just like Mick Jagger, play the clip in a moment, Mick Jagger yesterday. Oh, I love Trudeau, everybody boos him. It's all, I'm not against old people, but it's all a bunch of old people that want to shut everybody up. Hey, we want World War III. What's wrong with you? Hey, we want to put an experimental shot in you. What's wrong with you? Hey, we want to arrest a guy for a meme. What's wrong with you? And we're like, you're the threat. Leave us alone. We don't want war with you. But these 80-year-olds are dangerous, folks. Go ahead and roll Mick Jagger.
We love your Mr. Trudeau. I mean, his family's always been such big fans of our family.
We love your Trudeau. 100,000 people. Boo! Got it?
By the way, congratulations on the Canadian soccer team.
And he changed the subject to the Canadian soccer team. So, Doug Mackey, putting you in prison, trying to keep you in prison for your free speech. Don't the globalists get it? They've lost. They should just give up.
Well, great question. This is a very reactionary sentiment that I think we're seeing, which is why so many of these people are 80 years old. And they're desperate to uphold a system that has brought them, you know, riches, wealth, and fame. And if they need to destroy the First Amendment to do so, then they're perfectly willing and able to do that. I mean, not to mention, not to be crass here, but a lot of these people don't have a lot of years left on Earth. And we're going to be dealing with the consequences here. My case represents a significant escalation because it used to be that the social media companies sort of taking their cues from the government, they would ban you from their platform. And then the media would try to dox you, but that doesn't work. So the escalation, the next step is, well, we have to arrest people. And I hate to break it to you, but you know this better than anyone else. They're currently writing white papers right now saying, here's how we get around the First Amendment. Here's how we crack down on so-called disinformation, misinformation, which, as we all know, means either satire or jokes, like in my case. But to be honest with you, there's a kernel of truth in the meme that I spread, because who can doubt that if they could get rid of all election integrity measures and just have people text their vote, I think that they would love to have that.
Oh, Schumer's in the news saying, so stay there. We got to go to break, but I want to go back, but spend a few minutes before we talk about what's currently happening. People know your name, they know about the case, but spend a few minutes. We've got 5 minutes to break about start to finish. You're in a snapshot, your case. It's very important. It's historical. It's like patient zero. Explain it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Start there. So how did it begin? What happened?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so 2016, I posted the meme on Twitter and just forgot about it. My account was actually banned off Twitter. My original account, which had 62,000 followers, and the account that I posted it from was very small, let's say 14,000 followers. And nobody honestly saw this. A few people chuckled and said, ha ha, very funny. But then what happened was sort of a radical left-wing professor got a hold of it and said, oh my God, we've uncovered this plot to hack the election, and they're going to try to, you know, fix the election with these memes. And so he got it to BuzzFeed's attention. After that, they banned my second account, and we kind of forgot about it. It just moved on with life, and a lot of things happened. And then,
by the way, they may claim it's criminal today that I'm showing it.
Right, exactly. You never know what they can do. I mean, Three Felonies a Day, which is a book by Harvey Silverglade, which basically says if they want to come after you, most of us are committing three felonies every day without even knowing it. So you never really know here. That's the problem. That's why we need clear laws and clear interpretations of laws by the courts so that we can preserve our liberties here. That's what this all gets down to.
No, I agree. And I interrupted, though. So you put a meme out, not even thinking about it, it's like one tweet, boom, you're arrested. Keep going.
Yeah, then 5 years later, I'm arrested, indicted, and I'm facing this trial. I went to trial in spring of 2023, and 30 days before trial, say they, well, we got a co-conspirator of yours, a cooperator, some guy I'd never even met, never even talked to, on the phone, on Twitter, never anywhere, no direct messages, nothing. But they don't care. They wanted to send a message with this case that we're cracking down on disinfo and misinfo, that they're willing to bring a case with this guy who's lying. And he said, yeah, you know, we totally intended that people would see this meme and not vote and, you know, waste their vote by texting it in. So they brought this cooperator on the stand and he totally contradicted himself. When the FBI first met him, he said, no, there was no grand conspiracy. This was just a joke on the internet, you know, and we're just trying to also rile up the media. It's trolling. It's sort of insider, you know, jargon, whatever you want to call it, for sort of.
Yeah, it's like today they put out a meme saying Alex Jones covers up for Jews. So I said, no, I'm covering up for Jaws. It's a joke.
Right. Exactly. So I was convicted at trial after the jury deadlocked twice. They deliberated 3 days, and there's something called an Allen charge in federal law where the judge says, well, listen, you know, we spent a lot of resources bringing this case. We spent a lot of time. You guys have been here for several days already. So why don't you go back one more time and try really hard to come to a verdict? And then you see the jury. They start shifting around in their seat. They're looking nervous. They're looking like this. And they think that they almost like, it's almost like they feel like they committed a crime. So Friday afternoon, right after lunch, right? They come back with a verdict. And at this point, my sentencing happened in November. I was sentenced to 7 months in federal prison. And we asked the judge for an appeal bond. We said, look, there are some serious legal issues with this case, and we're going to appeal it. So let's get a bond here so I don't have to go to prison until this is litigated. And that was denied. However, we went immediately to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and we actually won our appeal bond. And the case is now with the judges right now, a panel of three judges, and they're deliberating on it. We already had our briefs. We already had our oral arguments. But what this boils down to is, can this statute be used to prosecute so-called disinformation, misinformation?
Oh, they admit, if they set the precedent with you, nobody's safe. Like, literally exactly. A joke this, meme.
This puts them in the position of a ministry of truth, which the Supreme Court has slapped down many times. So we feel our appeal is very strong here.
Doug Mackey, let's talk about it all when we come back. Stay with us. Explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG-controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend in corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. You know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank account. You couldn't access your money, right? So that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you, because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's just key, Dr. Elliot. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a term people know. Everyone is in bankruptcy, private companies, corporations, the general public. That's why they say you'll own nothing and like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money, meaning they tokenize or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. you can flip off the ownership with the flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, bank accounts.
Well, that's right. You're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station change all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds, asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver or gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so political prisoner zero, Doug Mackey, they're trying to put in prison for 7 years, held up on appeal right now for his free speech, already arrested, already indicted for a meme we're showing you on the internet right now. This is so incredibly dangerous. Continue on.
Yeah, so Alex, one of the important things that happened to this trial, incredible things that happened to this trial, is that the government did not put a single person on the witness stand who said that I saw this meme and I was fooled, I lost my vote. They went actually subpoenaed all the phone numbers of people who texted this short code because one of these internet companies owns the short code. First of all, that I didn't even create. I just found it online and posted it. And they went around and knocked on everybody's door in the Eastern District of New York and said, did you see this meme? Did you? And everybody, and first of all, they could only find like 10 people in the entire district. And they said, well, no, of course not. Like, I'm not stupid. And some of them didn't even remember seeing it. But it was complete. It was a complete farce. They had zero actual evidence that I had even entered into a conspiracy with this guy that they found across the country that I had never even spoken to, and they got him on the stand and he just said whatever they wanted him to, and the guy had zero credibility. But ultimately, at the end of the day, that doesn't really matter. If they can try you in the right district where they can get the right jury, then I think you don't really even stand a chance. We saw this with Trump's trial in Manhattan, so it's just unbelievable. But the good news is, yeah, I haven't had to go to prison yet for 7 months yet. It's people laugh when they hear it. 7 months. They hear, you posted a meme. Okay, they got in trouble. 7 months in federal prison. Fortunately, we are still on appeal, and we're still fighting the case. I have an excellent legal team And we're collecting donations at memedefensefund.com just because this costs hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars just to fight this case. So it's unbelievable what's happening. And this is, like I said, a market assault, market escalation in the assault on the First Amendment. They're white papering this kind of
thing the left is good at is they stick together. Conservatives, we're all just rogue. We're living our life. I won't worry about you. Don't worry about me. We've got to stick together. I mean, here's a little microcosm example. The media will have fun with this. I don't care. I literally have lost everything I have. I don't care about stuff. Except now they're literally down to repossessing my car today that they just hauled off 5 minutes ago, which is fine. Somebody will give me a car. I'll take care of it. It's not a problem. But my point is, they got up in the stand and wouldn't let me respond. A judge found me guilty in both cases, and they had HBO film cameras, and the judges powdering their faces and said, he's got $400 million, and he made it off these people. Never, barely ever talked about them, never did the things they said I did. They didn't care, and now they're in the New York Times. Well, Jones has meager assets. Turns out he has almost nothing. It would be okay if I had a bunch of money. I wish I did to fight back. I never had it. It was a lie. So just the point is, they think you don't have a memory. Everything they said was a lie, folks. Everything they pushed was a fraud. And if they can put you in jail for a meme, they have an incredibly dangerous precedent. So we are all you, Mr. Mackey.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if they lie, because they can get away with it in this sort of legalistic system that we have here. I mean, it's just unbelievable. What they did to you, Alex, is, you know, it's exactly the same thing, like you said. And I'm with you. I'm in the same boat as you. I don't care about possessions, money, cars, whatever. I'm in the same exact boat as you. I'm just trying to pay the lawyers here in case, you know, especially if we need to go to the Supreme Court, we're going to have to raise a lot of money.
No, exactly. It takes. We don't sell out for money, but we need money to fight, folks. Trump needs money. I need money. They should support you. They should support us with word of mouth. Just share the article. Share the videos. Make a donation. Buy a product. Because we're in a war, people. It's not like we're some theater show and it's like one other flavor of BS. We're in the fight. The enemy's coming after us. They've named us for death. It's not like we're just pretending.
Exactly. And if we push back now, then they're going to have to think twice. I mean, we're already seeing this lawfare is backfire on them where they're sheepishly backing down from all these prosecutions. They already canceled Trump's sentencing hearing. And now they're realizing, wow, this guy's.
I was about to say, the good news is most patriots have to die and never see victory. Like, I don't say Vincent Van Gogh was a patriot, but he was a great artist. He died homeless, no money, mentally ill. Biggest artist in the world is painting himself for $200 million a piece. We don't have to wait 100 years later to be victorious. We are victorious now.
Exactly. And we got to be willing to pay the price and keep fighting. And that's what I, one of the things I learned on this case, it's so scary, right? They drag you to the local federal courthouse and put you in the holding cell and the leg irons. And they're trying to pressure you into just dealing and doing a plea deal or whatever. But if you are in the right, then stand up, fight back, and we have to push back because if we roll over, then they're just on to the next case.
Well, I've asked a lot of questions here. You're political prisoner, patient zero. What else you want to add?
Yeah, so like I said, memedefensefund.com, that's where you can fund this case. It's a nonprofit 501c3 or 4, whatever it is, memedefensefund.com. But if there's one other thing about this case I would point out, they're using the statute that they convicted me on against President Trump. They're saying that he injured the right to vote by, challenging the result of the election, that he's injuring people's right to vote. It's complete torture, complete abuse of the statute here. And it's not like this is a fool's errand either. We just saw these two cases that actually bode very well for my case, Fisher, Snyder. The government said, you cannot go and arrest people and convict people for these ambiguous crimes. There has to be a clear-cut violation of the statute. There have to be clear lines drawn on these statutes, but they don't care about that. They're also using the statute against pro-lifers to stack counts against them so that they either they're pressured into pleading guilty, or if they get convicted, instead of getting 3 months, 6 months, or even probation, now they're actually looking at years. They just sentenced a pro-life protester who I don't know what they did, linked arms outside of a abortion clinic or whatever, and maybe disrupted the clinic for 15 minutes to 48 months in federal prison. And it's using the same exact statute. That's why we need to fight back in this case. And if you fund my appeal, not only are we fighting my case, but we're fighting to set a precedent for these pro-lifers, for President Trump's case. So it's all interrelated. It's all linked together. And it's no coincidence, because there's actors that are conspiring. They had a white paper written up. How are we going to ban election disinformation without the Congress going and actually passing a law, which they tried to do twice under Obama and in the most recent Congress, and failed to pass the law? So they said, we don't need to pass the law. We'll just get real creative with it, and we'll just go and arrest people, and you have to fight for years and years until you're actually vindicated.
And again, for people that just joined us, because we're on hundreds of radio stations, recap what happened to you and the timeline of the case, and then tie it into the election with 115 days left. But I'm worried about the 79 days between Trump as president-elect and becoming inaugurated. What do you think the system's going to pull, knowing how desperate they are?
Well, I shudder to think of what they will actually pull, because right now they're using legal means. God forbid they decide they actually want to escalate even further to using illegal means. I was arrested in 2021 for posting a meme in 2016, which is hard to believe in and of itself, saying that Hillary Clinton voters could text their vote and skip the line to 55925 or whatever the number was, which obviously on its face is absurd. It's a joke. And this, they said you were conspiring with 50 other people in DM chat groups on Twitter and retweeting and sharing hashtags. You were conspiring to injure people in the exercise of their right to vote. And I was actually convicted in Brooklyn, even though the case had nothing to do with Brooklyn. And that's a violation of the Constitution in and of itself. And now we're fighting the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. I actually won the bond appeal to say I can get a bond to stay out of prison while this appeal is being played out. We have a very strong appeal, very strong case. And look, the other thing is, if we lose the Second Circuit, we're going to go to the Supreme Court, because if we win there, then we can set a nationwide precedent that this statute cannot be abused in this way.
Absolutely. So in closing, what do you make of the EU trying to indict Australia, Brazil trying to indict Elon Musk? I'm not here to be Elon Musk apologist, but he's going way towards us, giving us one of the best bases we've got. I couldn't lie and say, oh, well, he's not perfect. You know, he wants self-driving cars or whatever. I'm already telling what I think, but what do you think of Elon Musk?
It's a political punishment. The bottom line is if he was just making electric cars and donating to Obama like he used to, donating to Biden, re-election, he would not be facing any of these investigations. And not to mention, his real sin was buying Twitter and turning it into X. Because if you allow free speech, then the problem is there are certain ideas that the opposition is pushing that are so extremely popular, busting criminals out onto the street, censoring social media. And you can go on and on down the lines, sending all of our money overseas. So if they allow free speech on X, their concern is that this will create a snowball effect. And pretty soon they're all going to be out of power. So that's the danger. That's why they're going to pressure Elon
exactly.
Musk.
Exactly. So all these pure than thou people say, well, he's done some bad things in the past. Christ said you judge a tree by its fruits. He is irrevocably damaging their entire worldwide censor system. They're coming after him, and he's allowing all these people to come on and tell the truth. You can't argue with that. I mean, that is, what will we do with, imagine the world today if Elon hadn't done this.
Exactly. I'm no saint. I'm certainly no saint. You're certainly no saint. Elon Musk is no saint. But we can't get into this sort of pharisaical hair splitting here about, oh, look at this thing happened 10 years ago with this guy, whatever. And this is what the media wants to do. This is what they did when they doxed me. Oh, look what he said here. Look what he said there. And then people go, oh, geez, I don't want to support him. Look what he said there. And, you know, I would point out too, Alex, that they didn't care about you and Sandy Hook until Trump won the election, partly because you were backing him. They didn't care at all. This happened because they look for ways to punish people by any means necessary if they're influential. So it's sort of a rigged game, right? If you're low level and no one cares, and you can basically say whatever you want, do whatever you want. You got people marching in the streets doing all sorts of crazy things, but no one cares. But as soon as you rise up to a certain level, it doesn't actually matter what your ideology is. It doesn't matter exactly the fine points of your ideology. What matters is that you're influential and you're going against the establishment's prerogatives.
Doug Mackey, perfectly said. People can find you at memedefensefund.com and gibsongo.com. Douglas Mackey, key case. I want to talk to you again and get an update in the next few weeks. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. God bless.
Yeah, such an important case, and he is smart, and he totally nailed it. All right, so I asked Darren McBreen, one of our great researchers, hours ago on air, you heard me, he already got it ready, to show a few clips of the media saying illegals aren't voting. Now they're like, of course illegals are voting. What's the big deal? What's the problem? Why aren't you for it? And then Chase Geiser put out a really funny video from the show yesterday where I did my imitation of Biden during the debate. And we're going to play that too. Joe Biden possesses Alex Jones in shock video. That is coming up. But here's McBreen's report.
Santa Ana could become the latest city in the country to allow non-citizens to vote at the ballot box. Non-citizens are prohibited from voting in federal elections.
But municipalities in Maryland, Vermont, and here in California have allowed non-citizens to vote in local elections.
Former President Trump says he wants to return to the White House to secure the southern U.S. border.
He claims Democrats are allowing immigrants into the country and signing them up to vote.
I believe now that that's why they're allowing these people to come in. People that don't speak our language, they're signing them up to vote.
Is that right? No, what he suggested isn't even possible.
If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
Okay, here we are again in the unusual position of not only interrupting the President of the United States, but correcting the President of the United States. There are no illegal votes that we know of.
That's right. Brian, we just heard the President come out pretty remarkable, as you said. He said, quote, according to the legal votes, he believes he wins. That's false.
The supposed epidemic of undocumented immigrants voting in presidential elections, something they legally cannot do, and there is no evidence whatsoever that they are doing.
How are they going to? They know that they're losing. You know how they're going to keep on to it? The 22 million, Michael, that are coming in here illegally, those people are going to vote. I agree. That's their only.
People can't vote.
Yes, they can.
Bottom line is when Joe Biden got elected, he said he wanted to fast track 4 million undocumented residents to full citizenship.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border.
Yeah, they're illegals.
¿El derecho para votar?
Illegal. Acceso a votar.
¿Para quién se va a votar?
Don Biden, que nos está ayudando a nosotros.
He's helping us here.
Yo creo que la mayoría Biden.
Biden. Mira Biden.
Él es el que nos está ayudando por Biden.
Of course you are.
Biden. Por supuesto que por Biden.
Undocumented immigrants are not citizens, therefore they cannot legally attest that they are. So we rate Donald Trump's claim as false.
At the end of the day, there's just no proof to support Trump's theory, and that's why the Truth Meter rates his claim pants on fire. Read a full fact check at WRL.com.
Republicans want to throw up barriers because when people vote, they lose. Let me be clear. They don't want you to vote. They don't want to hear black voices, brown voices, LGBTQIA voices, young voices. Our fundamental access to our democracy is being politicized. And this xenophobic attack that we're debating today will make it harder for Americans to vote.
I am not aware of a single proof of citizenship document that does not cost an individual money to get it. Unless we are requiring every state to provide one for free, and then it's an unfunded mandate. This is the 2024 version of the Jim Crow poll tax, and we should vote against it.
To investigate claims of voter fraud by non-citizens was disbanded without identifying one single case. If we believe in the power of democracy, we should reject discriminatory rules rooted in fear and division and instead increase protections and expand access. This bill, they call it the SAVE Act. It should be called the Don't Let Americans Act. Don't Let Americans Vote Act.
House Republican so-called SAVE Act is a dangerous anti-democratic bill that has no place on this floor.
Only citizens can vote for the United States Senate. Only citizens can vote for the presidency of the United States. So this extreme MAGA Republican voter suppression bill is not designed to solve any problem on behalf of the American people. It is designed to jam people up and prevent Americans from voting.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. We have a diaspora that can absorb a significant number of these migrants. I need more people in my district, but just for redistricting purposes.
My Republican colleagues will claim that requiring IDs is a small ask, but nearly 30 million people lack a valid driver's license. And about 15 to 18 million adults don't have access to documents proving their birth or citizenship. Americans don't need more obstacles. It's already hard enough.
For Republicans is for them to lay the groundwork to undermine the outcome of the presidential election, just as they did 4 years ago, just as they will again and again, until they realize either the futility of this exercise or the republic crumbles. I pray for the former.
Non-citizens have not been eligible to vote in New York or, as far as I know, in any other state since the 19th century.
If you want to vote and you show up at your polling place, they can't stop you from voting. Mm. They can't stop you from voting. If people want to know how to vote, then you can go to iwillvote.com.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential in terms of who you voted for. If you have a family member who maybe is undocumented, then you have an even greater reason to vote.
Illegals are voting everywhere. That's a great video. We should add a few more clips. We'll post it to X with them on the news saying illegals voting, illegals are the police, illegals are the military. Add that. We'll put it on X. Great video. Great report. Great job putting it together. So yesterday with Chase Geiser during the spaces on X, I channeled Joe Biden with his vacant face he makes. And I hope you share it. It's at Real Alex Jones on X. Chase Geiser reposted. He just called it gold. I said, Joe Biden possesses Alex Jones in shock video. Here it is.
That were questionable, but I think that he's definitely slowing and he's showing his age. And I don't think that his administration can't perform the duties of president. I think that they can do that just fine. But I do think that leading up to November, it's going to hurt him immensely. And if the Democrats really want a chance at beating Trump, I think they need to replace him, get somebody else.
All right. Who's host of the fourth hour? I forget to ask. The great Drew Hernandez is hosting the fourth hour today. So this is real simple. I am officially asking for all of your support. I'm asking for your prayer, your word of mouth, to share articles and videos and clips, to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones, and I'm asking you promote Harrison Smith and Owen Schroer and all the other great shows we've got. And I'm asking you to go to our sponsor now, which we need the funding from, drjonesnaturals.com. All the NanoSilver products, all the great nootropics, all the great sleep aids, all the great next level foundational energy, all of it is at drjonesnaturals.com. The fiber greens is the concentrated seed sprouts that do such great things for your immune system and your whole body and your guts, and the whole food multivitamin and the immune support, and all of it is at drjonesnaturals.com. It takes money to win a war. So we try to sell you great products that work great so you get them and you love them and you want to reorder them. So I want to thank those that have been supporters. I want to encourage everybody on the fence, experience the great nootropic brain boost. It's amazing. Just as good as any of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Go get top brain right now at drjonesnaturals.com. The great sleep aid, totally natural. Gives you deep, clean sleep, so good for your whole body immune system. Rocket rest. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Got the great Shroom Force. Just amazing things to boost your testosterone health, provide sustainable energy throughout the day. Shroom Force just came in, 33% off. It's one of the top formulas out there. We worked on it hard. Shroom Force, drjonesnaturals.com. And if you don't support us, that's fine. That's your decision. But we're in the fight. We're delivering the info. We're not backing down. All we need you to do is make the decision to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then it is the last day of the 1776, Spirit of 1776 Super Sale, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the films, the t-shirts, the Nitric Boost, the Ultimate Fish Oil, the X2, the X3 are 60 to 40% off. The Vitamineral Fusion selling out. It's all there. We need your support. The media lied and said we had hundreds of millions of dollars. Now the New York Times says Jones is out of money, didn't have money. I never had that money. It was all a lie to make you think I was telling you we needed support when we needed it. They wanted you to believe I was a liar. But we've been proven right. I have stood in the gap. I have not backed down, but I need your support now. Could be, we'll be here a few more months now. The judges said, and there's a chance to keep us on air, but we're still here at least 2-3 months. But if you don't buy the products, that's the only thing that can shut us down. So go to InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I need you to make the commitment to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products right now, and go to drjonesnaturals.com, our sponsor, get great products right now. That's how we fund this operation, and I humbly thank you for going to drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to end this segment that I'm doing, and the great Drew Hernandez takes over in 2 minutes after this break. But the ball's in your court. I'm in your hands. It's up to you now. DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Hour number 4, straight ahead, and then Owen Stroyer with the War Room, 3 p.m.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Back down.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black?
People always talk about how I don't have the black support. Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch.
I got a lot of that. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down. So it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap. Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black?
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been white.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do?
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.